This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, 30th August 2026. Let's get to the top stories. As the day unfolds across Israel, the weather remains pleasantly warm. In Tel Aviv, the sun is shining brightly, perfect for a stroll along the beach. Jerusalem enjoys a mild breeze, offering a comfortable atmosphere for outdoor activities. Meanwhile, Haifa is also basking in sunshine, making it a great day to explore the city's attractions. Here are today's headlines. First, from Ynet, the Arab world is closely watching former IDF chief Eisenkot, wondering if Netanyahu's era is nearing its end, as reported 2 hours ago. Also, the Times of Israel reports that earlier today, an IDF strike on a Gaza hospital compound killed a Hamas commander involved in attacks on Israeli troops and civilians. Also this hour, 24 News highlights that Netanyahu condemned settlers for escalating violence in the West Bank, while Iran admits U.S. sanctions are severely impacting its economy, reported 6 hours ago. Separately, Forward reports from earlier today that the West, 6 months into the Iran war, might have a second chance after Israel's military actions. And finally, the Jerusalem Post notes that the Israeli government expelled Dutch representatives over a new Dutch law restricting trade with Israeli settlements. Here's what people are saying online. Aaron David Miller, a seasoned political analyst, noted earlier today that powerful nations often overestimate themselves and underestimate their adversaries, pointing to the situation with Russia and Ukraine. Gideon Sa'ar, Israel's foreign minister, posted earlier today about expelling Dutch representatives following anti-Israel measures by the Dutch government, including a new trade law. Belaz News also reported earlier today on Israel's expulsion of Dutch diplomats due to the Netherlands' recent legislative actions against Israeli settlements. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Arab world's focus on former IDF chief Gadi Eisenkot. Ynet reports that Eisenkot's Moroccan roots and his personal history, including the tragic loss of his son Gal in Gaza, are drawing significant attention. His rising popularity in polls is sparking conversations about a potential shift in Israeli leadership. This interest underscores a broader regional curiosity about Israel's political future. Turning to the IDF's recent actions in Gaza, the Times of Israel details that the strike on a hospital compound targeted a Hamas commander accused of orchestrating attacks against Israelis. This operation follows another strike that eliminated a different commander and a sniper. These actions highlight ongoing tensions and the IDF's strategic focus on diminishing Hamas's leadership. Meanwhile, 24 News covers Netanyahu's condemnation of settler violence in the West Bank. The Prime Minister's comments come amidst increasing tensions in the region and Iran's admission of the toll U.S. sanctions are taking. This dual focus on internal and external challenges emphasizes the complexity of the current geopolitical landscape for Israel. Separately, Forward discusses the conflict with Iran. 6 months into the war, there remains a possibility for the West to reassess its strategies. This period has seen significant Israeli military action, contributing to potential shifts in regional alliances and strategies. Finally, according to the Jerusalem Post, the Israeli government expelled Dutch representatives in response to a new Dutch law. This law will prohibit trade with certain Israeli territories. This move signals a firm Israeli stance on international diplomatic relations concerning settlement policies. On the economic front, first, Israel Hayom Business reports a surprising increase in fuel prices, reaching historic highs despite a drop in the dollar. This development continues to strain household budgets and business operations. Separately, CTEC highlights that advancements in artificial intelligence are making cyber attacks more affordable and faster. This trend affects network security globally, with implications for Israeli tech companies and national security. And finally, Wallah Business discusses a significant regulatory move in Israel's wine industry. Following a blocked merger, Carmel wineries face new rules ensuring transparency and product restrictions. This decision marks a pivotal moment for the Israeli wine market. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 2 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.